And that's what they're going to do. Clock running 2:30 to go first half. Shawamigan with a touchdown and a safety to account for their 8 points. Thorpe with the one touchdown and the failed two-point conversion.
Timeout, Shawamigan.
Shawamigan's going to take a timeout. And we're going to keep it right here for now. I think we're a break behind here back at the studio, but we will make that up at halftime.
2 minutes and 17 seconds left in the first half.
I think Shawamigan's going to be getting a new scoreboard next year from what I hear. Their current scoreboard is functioning fine except for the score doesn't work on it. But I heard some people talking about the fact that there will be a new scoreboard installed for next season. I've had a chance to do some high school football around the western part of the state this year. I did a game over in Baldwin for a station over there. I did a game in Amory. Man, you get close to some of those metro areas and some of these ball fields, they look like they're college fields. Division IV, high school fields, artificial turf, big LED screens in the end zone. It's crazy. Some of the fields, and even around here, we've seen Medford, Lakeland, and others with the turf fields. They're easier to maintain. Some will tell you that they're not very friendly injury-wise to a lot of players. There's maybe something to be desired with that, but that's the way a lot of teams are going. So 4th and 7, Shawamigan. Here we go after the timeout. Back to pass. Hudson Hilgard throws it out on the right flat. Maybe enough for a first down. It is, I think. Oh, looked like he was going to get the first down, but then had the ball, I think, taken away over there. And I think Thorpe is going to come up with the ball after this. It's on the far side of the field. Corbin Phelps made the play. It looked like he had enough of a head of steam to get that first down. The referees are getting together here and trying to decide. He is going to be short of the first down. Whether he fumbled or not was unclear. And Thorpe is going to take over 1st and 10 back at about their own 37-yard line. Not sure if Corbin is trying to extend the ball out to get the first down or what happened over there, but either way, it ends up Thorpe ball. They'll get it 1st and 10 with 2:06 to go, trailing Shawamigan 8-6. Two receivers on the near side, pass play coming, and that quarterback doesn't have a prayer. He is knocked down back at his own 25-yard line. He literally took one step back out of the shotgun and immediately had a player in his face. No chance at all on that. A loss on the play will bring up 2nd down and 20. With 1:40 to go here in the first half. Again, two receivers near side for Thorpe. Back to pass. A little more time this time. He's going to take off running off that left side. Got a little space over there to the 35 and up to the near the 40-yard line. Not enough for a first down, but a nice gain for Knopf's up to about the 39. Had just a little bit of time to throw that time, and then he broke through the contain of the rush and was able to break out and get a gain of 12 on the play. The clock running, Thorpe with a 3rd and 8 now, back at their own 40-yard line. Same formation. Two receivers right. Knopf's back to pass. Throws the ball over the middle. That pass is incomplete down near the 45-yard line. Would not have been enough for a first down. Jeffrey Borgard there on some good coverage. We'll see if Thorpe decides to go for this or they're going to punt. It looks like they're going to punt it away and just be satisfied with an 8-6 deficit at halftime. Shawamigan has got one man deep. Snap is a good one. Kick is away, low line drive. And this time Phelps is going to let it roll down inside the 30-yard line. And I would guess with 40 seconds to go, Shawamigan's probably not going to do anything too fancy here. Although when you got Hudson Hilgard and Corbin Phelps, that team, you're probably tempted to launch one at some point, right?
It's out of bounds at about the Shawamigan 23-yard line.
First and 10, Screaming Eagles back in their own territory at the 23. Only 40 seconds to go in the half. Shawamigan leading Thorpe 8-6. We'll see if they're content just to run this ball, run it out. They do have a receiver split way out on the near side. Hilgard back to pass. Now rolls out to the left side, is going to be knocked down way back at the 22-yard line. And that might be the last play. He managed to put the ball out to Phelps at the last second. There's going to be a timeout, I think, on the field. But Shawamigan's not done yet. With 20 seconds to go in the half, second down and 12 back at their own 22-yard line. Again, would not be surprised if they just tried to launch one down the field and let the athleticism of Corbin Phelps try to go up and maybe steal one. You just got to be careful of the turnover, of course. You drop that quarterback back to pass. Final game of the season, final football coverage for you on 103.1 and on 98Q. Phillips is playing at Green Bay New Lutheran over on 98Q right now. Both teams, Phillips and Shawamigan, wrapping up their season. Phillips would have been playoff eligible, but due to enrollment, not eligible. Hilgard back to pass. Rolls a little bit to his left. He's almost hit back there. He got away. Now he is going to get hit back there and sacked back at about the 10-yard line. With 8 seconds, with 9 seconds to go, now we have a timeout called again on the field. Who called this one? Who would want to stop the clock right now? I don't know. If the officials maybe called the penalty in the play. The officials are talking. The Shawamigan coaches are going out onto the field. Thorpe is going to take a timeout here with 9 seconds to go. That was a dangerous play for Hudson Hilgard. He got knocked down and could have very easily been a fumble over there as he was looking to throw the ball down the field, but he was able to hang on to it. So the Screaming Eagles, back at their own 15-yard line, will have third down and 16. And right now, Coach Morgan and the Screaming Eagles, they want out. They want out of this half with an 8-6 lead. And Thorpe is saying, hey, try that again. One more time. We'll see what the coaches decide to do here. There's eight-man football here in the north. We got Hurley and Northwood Solon Springs, I believe, are playing tonight. I believe 16 teams made the playoffs in eight-man football. So we'll see what the Screaming Eagles have up their sleeve here with 9 seconds to go after Thorpe called the timeout. They're just going to get into their protect form. They're going to hand it up the middle, actually, and get maybe a gain of one or two on the play, and that will end the first half of play. The Shawamigan Screaming Eagles, Shawamigan Butternut Mercer co-op team, with an 8-6 lead over Thorpe here at halftime at John McDonald Field in Park Falls. We'll have more high school football in the halftime show. We're going to talk basketball with Coach Tollickson coming up on the halftime show after a two-minute timeout on Trail Mix 103.1.
Get the best seat in the house at Shawamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Shawamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Mark is here from Medford Motors. You may not want to hear this, but winter and the cold weather are coming up fast. Luckily, October is Car Care Month. Make sure your vehicle is ready for the winter with our mobile service. As long as you are within 120 miles of our dealership, for a limited time, we can come right to you for no extra charge, offering full service oil changes, tire rotations, free battery tests, and more on all makes and models. We'll be certain your vehicle is ready to brave the elements. Call or text yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652. To schedule.
Back at John McDonald Field here in Park Falls, wrapping up the eight-man football season tonight. The Shawangan Butternut Mercer Co-op eight-man team leading the Thorpe Cardinals by a score of 8-6. The Shawangan Screaming Eagles getting a touchdown early first quarter, and then managed to get a safety to make it 8-0. Then a block punt by Thorpe turned the game around, and they were unable to get the two-point conversion, and we got ourselves a good one here, 8-6, with the Shawangan Butternut Mercer Screaming Eagles leading over the Thorpe Cardinals in this contest here this evening. Again, I want to remind you, tomorrow night we've got high school volleyball. We'll be covering the Phillips Loggers tomorrow night. They will be at home against Edgar, and that is slated for a 7 o'clock start time tomorrow night. So listen for Jeff Hakenen on the call of that game. As we got Phillips tomorrow night going for a regional championship. Good luck to Prentice. They're at home tomorrow night. And Mercer and Mellon will clash up in Mercer also tomorrow night for a regional championship. So good luck to our area teams. Also wish the best to our cross-country teams. They're running in sectionals tomorrow. It'll be a pretty decent day, it looks like, for that. So good luck to our area cross-country runners as they... Well, when you're in cross country, sectionals is, this is where you should peak. This is where you're looking to qualify for state, either as a team or individually. So we wish the best to Coach Olson down there and the Loggers, who have a very strong team again this year, and Coach Patterson and the Screaming Eagles. But more of the Forward Bank Halftime Show coming up. We're going to talk basketball with Coach Tollickson coming up. After we take a 1 minute, let's take a 1 minute break here on Trail Mix 103.1.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information, or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get the best seat in the house at Shawangan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schwamgen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
And the Forward Bank Halftime Show continues here on Trail Mix 103.1. Joel Karnick here with the call of Shawamigan 8-man football action. And we've got a good one here. Still time for you to come on down to McDonald Field and enjoy the second half and watch these talented young men do their thing here. It's 8-6, Shawamigan with the advantage here at halftime of this contest. And just a note back to the studio, I think we're going to have to take a break here at some point again. I'm sensing my batteries may be running low, but not quite yet, hopefully. But stay tuned for that back to the studio. We're going to talk some basketball here with Coach Tollickson coming up here in just a moment. Also, like we mentioned, we've got some high school volleyball action for you on the way tomorrow night as the Phillips Loggers will take on Edgar tomorrow night, and that will be a 7 o'clock start time for that contest tomorrow night. So we hope you'll tune in and hear the call of that game with Jeff Haken in tomorrow night. That will be on over on our other station, 98Q Country, and also streaming for you at 98QCountry.com. If you don't have that Civic Media app on your phone, I would encourage you to put that on there for all the winter sports that are coming up this season. And you can listen to your favorite teams via the Civic Media app. Get those Bluetooth, AirPods and stuff, and hook that into your phone, and you can listen to games on your phone. You can't listen to Packer games on there; they don't let us do that. But you can do the local games on that, and the Civic Media app is a great place to hear not only games here on Trail Mix 103.1, but also on 98.3 FM, of course, and also on our other Civic Media stations all around the state of Wisconsin. So we're talking a little basketball. Coach Tollickson is joining us, the Shawamigan boys basketball coach. How are we doing, Coach?
I'm good. How are you, Joel?
Good. We're itching to get in that gym and get things rolling here for these boys for basketball, but nice to see them competing well tonight. As a basketball coach, your number one thing is, boys, just don't get injured this last game, right? Right, Coach?
Oh, yeah. We love seeing them play football.
Yeah,
of course, we kind of – I mean, I think it's good for them. It's fun to watch them out there. Coach Morgan's second year, they're fun to watch play.
Yeah, exactly. Talk a little bit about what we have coming back this year as we look ahead to the Shawamigan boys basketball team. One of the athletes out here, I know Corbin Phelps is one of your – key players, but talk a little bit about some of the players you have returning from last year.
Yeah, we have two seniors returning, Corbin Phelps, and then playing tonight, and then Isaiah Bogard will be our two seniors. And then we'll have should have 8 juniors to complete our varsity squad.
Okay.
Juniors the likes of Cooper Mikulski, Jared Heckendorf, Antonio Petzl, Marcus Purdy, Ian Schlaer, Norson Rodriguez, Mason Bohokey, Dominic Seabury. I hope I didn't miss any there, but
yeah.
We should be about 10 deep, juniors and seniors.
It's a nice junior class you have. Some good athletes in there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's, we're kind of on every other program right now with a smaller class and a larger class, and that is our larger class for us, and that's a group of guys who are really pretty invested into all of athletics here in Shawamigan.
Yeah, you see some special players come through, and boy, Cooper Mikulski really came on for you in the second half of last year. And here he appears to be set up to have a really nice season for you.
Yes, Cooper was second-team all-conference as a sophomore. He has got those leadership qualities that you look for as a coach. His role model is Isaiah Dietz. He wears his numbers, that's part of having a program where we really like that. But Cooper's definitely going to be a leader for us. He wants it. He wants to be that guy that kind of everything falls on his shoulders. So
always fun to see local players go on and do good things in college. People can follow Isaiah Dietz. You mentioned him over at, Carleton. Is that where he is?
Concordia. St. Paul University.
There you go.
Yep. He's in Well, he's technically in a sophomore year, but he redshirted. So he'll be in a redshirt freshman year of eligibility.
Yeah.
Yep, and he's pretty excited. So we're definitely looking forward to last year we went over as a team and watched, and he didn't play because he was redshirted. But this year we're really looking forward to going over and hopefully seeing him get some minutes and watch their team play.
Yeah, it's fun to see a program produce athletes like that because I think it gives players, as they come up through and they see that and they're like, hey, you know, maybe that could be me. And it makes them work a little bit, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. So we have guys who – we have lots of guys who have really committed to putting time in. Marcus Purdy, Jared Heckendorf, Antonio Petzl, Ian Schlayer. You know, I open the weight room at 5:30 in the morning on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays for the last month and a half. And those are guys you see in there, Mason Pahokey, Ian Schlayer, Cooper Mikulski are in there pretty much every Monday, Wednesday, Friday that I'm in there, and along with Marcus Purdy and lots of guys. So that's Coach can't ask for much more.
Yeah, what's the Merrill would look like this year? What are the other guys got coming back, or what does it look like?
We think the Merrillwood is, really as a coach, I think it's should be quite a battle. There's a lot of even teams, seems to be a lot of parity. Prentice will be tough with Evan Lord. I mean, he is potentially he's runner-up to player of the year behind Blomberg for Blake. So Evan Lord is a special player. They do have a new coach down there this year. So we think Prentice is going to be tough. Phillips is going to be tough. I know J.J. Heikkinen. But Athens, yeah. Athens is, they got a program there with Coach Penny. River Lake is...
Yeah, they're on that upcycle, yeah.
They've really been built for – they lose a lot, but they're really excited about their young guys. And then there's a young coach down in Abbotsford who's doing a lot of nice things. So I really think – there'll be a lot of really competitive games in the North. Of course, the South will be tough, and that's what makes us better. So.
Yeah, 25 games that high school teams allowed to play now. It was up a few years back, but does that give you a little more – do you like that? Do you like the 25 a little more?
Yeah, is it 24 or 25?
Is it 24?
I think it's 24, but yeah, same difference. Yeah, we do. I do. I mean, as a coach, they only get to play 4 years. So if we can get them quality high school games, the high school games are so much better than, anything you're going to play after high school unless you're actually, you're playing like as they is. So, yeah, I think it's great for these guys to go and play. We try to get some, interesting non-conference games. Last year we went to Lakeland to take on a Division II school, so... I think it's good for the guys. I think they deserve that. So we always max our schedule out. We play on the first Tuesday you're allowed to play. We do play over Christmas break, I believe, the 30th of December this year. So, yeah, we try to give these guys opportunities so they can they can make some memories for their high school
career.
Some
exciting athletes coming up for the Screaming Eagles. So get on out and support your Screaming Eagles. First game, first home game. You got that in your head yet, Coach?
First game is at Spencer.
Okay, all right.
First home game, you got me on that one.
All right.
But
check the schedule. See you at
BK12.net.
Thank you, Coach. Thanks for stopping by. Coach Tollickson, going to be an exciting year for the boys. They've got some good athletes in there, that junior class especially, and the seniors also. So look forward to Screaming Eagle basketball right here, predominantly on Trail Mix 103.1 this season and on that Civic Media app. And listen for that this coming season. We are set for the kickoff here. We're about ready to roll here for the second half. Parents' night, or senior night, I'm sorry. Honoring the seniors, Shawamigan will kick off here to start off the second half with that 8-6 advantage. And they will kick into the north end zone here, kicking left to right on your radio dial. Interesting first half with the only points for Thorpe coming on a block punt. A little onside kick to start. It's bouncing around, and I think Thorpe did eventually jump on that at about the 47-yard line. Norris and Rodriguez doing the onside kick there. It was kind of bobbled around, I think, just for a second or two, but Thorpe was able to jump on it. And the Cardinals will have first down and 10 with some of the better field position that they've had in this contest. Early going third quarter here on Trail Mix 103.1, the final half of football for the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer Co-op 8-man team. Shotgun formation for quarterback Knopp. He's back to pass. He's looking to throw. Throws it over the middle. Pass is incomplete. Close to being picked off down there at about the 45-yard line. We have an injury on the field. One of the Shawamigan players went up for the interception And I think he ran into the receiver.
On the play, it's headed for Yasa Rajapera, number 8.
Coach Tollickson, who we just talked to, was on the public address announcing, and he apparently correctly announced the intended receiver, which is, somebody bought a lot of vowels. So congratulations, Coach Tollickson, on that pronunciation. He gets a round of applause from the Thorpe fans. I like it. So Thorpe first and 10 back at their own 48-yard line. The injury was not much out there. It looked like everybody's okay. So Thorpe trailing 8-6. We'll have the ball now second down and 10. Back to pass again. Going to try to air it out down the left side. There's nobody home out there as the quarterback Knopf was hit as he threw.
Number 4, Lincoln Knopf. On the pass is incomplete. Pressure was put on.
And the pass falls incomplete. He was hit as he threw, and that ball didn't go straight up in the air. Went about 30 yards, but it was a jump ball. As soon as the ball went up in the air, you could hear the fans kind of go, oh, as in somebody catch that thing. It was up for grabs. Nobody did, though, so third and 10 for Thorpe back at their own 48-yard line. And Ops in that shotgun formation again. Lincoln back to pass. He's looking, and he is down back at the 36-yard line. A sack for Shawamigan. Screaming Eagles. Greg Morgan in there with the sack for Shawamigan. That'll force a Thorpe punt. It looks like the Cardinals have decided to come out and air this baby out in the second half, and it resulted in nothing. So a fourth down play coming. Shawamigan Phelps back at his own 30-yard line. Low line drive kick. Thorpe's will take it on a bounce back at his 30. He dropped it, got back on it. Did Thorpe recover it? I think they did. It looked like Phelps was going to get on that ball, and he just couldn't quite corral it as it was bouncing around, and then the Thorpe player came in and hit Phelps and recovered the ball. So the punting game has been about the only thing that Thorpe has had offensively, the punt block, and now that on the physical punt itself, and Shawamigan turns the ball over. Thorpe has first down at the 30-yard line of Shawamigan after the turnover. At shotgun formation again, back to pass Knopf. He throws the ball on the right side. The pass again is overthrown out there. Dylan Mattson, intended receiver. Four plays so far for Thorpe here in the second half, and they have all been passes and have not had much success. 11:01 to go in quarter number 3. Second down and 10 for the Thorpe Cardinals, working in Shawamigan territory at the 30-yard line. Shotgun formation again. This time they'll give off on the left side over there, down inside the 35 to the 30 to the 25 to the 20. Inside the 15-yard line, and first down coming for Thorpe just outside the 10-yard line of Shawamigan. A little different look that time for Thorpe. Landon Pink, the 5'8 senior. Rambled all the way down to the 11-yard line for a first and 10 for Thorpe. Looking to take their first lead of the night, trailing this one by a score of 8-6. Thorpe working off that right hash mark, going to the south end zone. Pass play on the right side, owner of the end zone again is overthrown. Knopf is just not giving his receivers a chance to catch the ball tonight. Everything has been overthrown. The receiver was there and leaped for the ball, but well beyond his reach. So a second down coming now for Thorpe. Thorpe in their all-white road uniforms with red numbering and emphasis. Shawabigan in their home green uniforms with their Vegas gold helmets and the Screaming Eagle along the side. And the shotgun going to give off that right side and not much doing. Landon Pank not going to get anywhere. He's going to lose a one or two on the play. So third down and 11 from the 12-yard line or right in that territory. They can get a first down near the one-yard line. Shawamigan, 8. Thorpe, 6. 9:40 clock running to go, third quarter here of eight-man football. Not a playoff game. It's an extra game beyond the season for these teams. Back to pass, looking left side. That pass is caught for a touchdown. That was the first pass that Knopf gave his receiver a chance to catch it. And Dylan Mattson made the catch for the Thorpe Cardinals. And the Thorpe Cardinals have taken the lead, 12-8. That was beautiful. You laid it right out there for Mattson. Not horrible coverage by Shawamigan, just perfectly executed. Right just beyond the pylon on the left side of the end zone. They're trying to make it a six-point game now in the two-point conversion. And in motion to the far side, they'll give it to him off that right side, and he's going to get in for the two-point conversion. And it's 14-8. The Thorpe Cardinals have taken the lead over the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. That one long run, the difference. And then Thorpe able to punch it in with 9:28 to go in the third quarter here. Phil Karnick here with Shawamigan football on Trail Mix 103.1. Steve Jetland will be back with you this winter to bring you high school basketball coverage. We'll be working on that schedule next week, and we'll be talking about that on the morning show and other places. So stay tuned for coverage of area basketball and hockey this winter. Again, Shawamigan Sports, for the most part, will be on Trail Mix 103.1 right here and on that Civic Media app. And also TrailMix.fm on the computer. And most of the Phillips games will be on 98Q and the 98Q app and on the 98QCountry.com website also. There may be exceptions in there. Thorpe will kick off now with their first lead of the game. Low line drive. Phelps will field it at the own 35 to the 38, across to the 40 to the, and he's going to be marked out of bounds to the almost at the 42-yard line. I think they're going to mark him out there in their own territory. So pretty good field position for the Screaming Eagles. So let's see if the Screaming Eagles can put together a nice drive here. Nobody has really been able to put together a drive. It's just been a couple of plays here and there. Let's see if Shawamigan can put something together here and take the lead back, trailing now 14-8. Everybody packed in pretty tight here. We have movement on the defensive line. I think they're going to get Thorpe for a neutral zone infraction. They'll call it offside.
That'll make first and five.
First down and five now for the Screaming Eagles. Ball at their own 46-yard line. Hogarth back to pass. He's under a little bit of pressure, drifts to his left. Now he's going to take off running to the 45, to the 50, where he's hit down just shy of the 50-yard line. A gain of about 8 on the play. Yeah, he's up near the 49-yard line. That'll bring up a second down. That was actually only a gain of about 2 at that 5-yard penalty. It was first and 5. So he ran a long ways to get a little. But he did get something out of it. Second down and 3 now for your Screaming Eagles. Working left to right on your radio dial. Hilgart going to hand up the middle. Not much doing. going to be short of a first down, it looks like, at about the 50-yard line. Derek Bonga, the big guy, just trying to power through and get that first down, but wasn't able to get it. It's third down and short. The nose of the ball right. The ball could not really be positioned more center on the midfield line than it is right now. Almost perfectly centered. Third down and a long one. We'll see if Bonga's involved in this play. He's kind of been their guy for the short yardage. Run off the left side is going to be good for a Shawamigan first down. Down near the 45-yard line, Hudson Hilgard held on to it. There wasn't a whole lot of running room out there, but he managed to follow his blockers and get enough. For the Screaming Eagle, first down with 7:40 to go here in the third quarter. Shawamigan trailing now for the first time in this contest by a score of 14-8. First down and 10 at the Thorpe 45-yard line. Little give off on the right side. It's not going to go anywhere. Pretty good crowd on hand for Thorpe here. They traveled well here today. They are very boisterous, as you can probably hear them on the crowd mic. It'll be second and 12 after a two-yard loss on the play. Again, both defenses have had a lot of success in getting in the backfield of the other team's offensive structure. And that was the case right there. Everybody pulled in pretty tight again with one receiver, I guess, split out now to the left side. Back to pass is Hilgard. He's looking. Nothing there. He's just going to run out of bounds way back at midfield. It's going to be a third down and 15 now. He only had one receiver split out to the left, and he took the snap and rolled to the right and really didn't have anywhere to go with it. But now a third down coming. He managed to get up to about the 48-yard line in Thorpe territory, so we'll call it third down and 13. Eagles need a big play here to get the momentum going back in their direction with 6:23 to go in the third quarter. Big third down and 13 coming. Hilgard in the shotgun. Man in motion. Hilgard's going to keep it up the middle. Not much going on there. No gain on the play. It's going to be fourth down. It looked like there might be a little bit of an opening, but then the defenders were able to shed their blocks and make the play. So fourth down and 12, Shawamigan in Thorpe territory. Tells me they're going to go for it. A long way to go on fourth down, fourth and 12. Receiver out on the near side, Hilgard in the shotgun formation. Hilgard takes a snap. He's under heavy pressure, and down he goes. Back at his own 43-yard line, and that's where Thorpe will take over first and 10. I think Hudson wanted to throw that ball deep down the field, but he had no time. Nothing going on down there as far as time to throw, and was not able to get the ball away. And now Thorpe will not only take over, but they'll take over in Shawamigan territory with that 14-8 lead. Here come the Cardinals now with that 14-8 advantage, first and 10, with 5:33 to go third quarter. Receiver split out on the right side for quarterback Knops. Lincoln Knops back to pass. Throws it left side, and the receiver was sprinting down the field on a fly pattern. And Lincoln Knops threw it behind him, thinking he was going to break off of his pattern, and he did not. It'll be second down. Thorpe has definitely decided to go shotgun and just fling the ball around here and have a little fun in the second half. So second down play coming. And Knopf's in that shotgun. The receiver split out to the right side. And a running back standing next to him to his left. Snap. Give off. Up the middle. Gain of a couple. Down to about the 40-yard line. Be third down and about six or seven for the Thorpe Cardinals. Again, high school volleyball front and center tomorrow night. Phillips and Edgar over on 98Q. We will have sectional semifinal volleyball next Thursday. Depending on who's playing, we'll announce that on Monday, what we will be covering next week. Third down and six for Thorpe. Deep pass down the right side. That pass is incomplete. Good coverage. Dylan Matt's an intended receiver. Borgard down there on the coverage. Good coverage and almost a nice catch by Mattson, but he was unable to secure the ball after he kind of turned around and caught a pass that was left a little bit short, and now a fourth down and six coming for Thorpe. With 4:46 to go in the third quarter. Shotgun again. Pass forthcoming, I would suspect. Thorpe working in Shawamigan territory. Back to pass, Knopf's deep over the middle. Again, he overshot him. He's open. Knopf's got to cut back that dose of Wheaties. He's just a little bit long on everything. The only pass he wasn't long on, it was a touchdown. The Shawamigan will take over on down at their own 39-yard line. With 4:41 to go in this third quarter, and Shawamigan trailing Thorpe 14-8. A touchdown and a safety accounting for the Shawamigan points. Two touchdowns with one two-point conversion for Thorpe accounting for their 14. 14-8. Shawamigan ball. Pass over the middle. Incomplete. Near midfield. Landon Tank on the defense that time. Second down and 10 coming. That time Hudson Hilgard threw a fastball over the middle. And no one was able to get it. And it's second and 10. Looks like both teams are going to have a little fun airing this ball out in the second half. 4:37 to go, third quarter. Hilgard's going to give this ball up the middle. Maybe a gain of one on the play. Just not much there for the Shawamigan running game tonight. Dylan Heath with a carry there. We'll give him a couple on the play. It's third and eight.
Brought down by a host of Cardinals. That'll bring up third and eight for the Eagles.
Clock running with 4:12 to go in the third now, and a big third down, third and eight coming for Shawamigan. Back in their own territory at the 41-yard line. Moving toward the north end zone here. Hilgard off the right side. A little bit of an opening. He gets enough to maybe go for it on fourth down here. He's at his own 46-yard line, where he's run out of bounds. It's going to be fourth and three. I think Coach Morgan's going to probably just go for this. Ball marked at the 46-yard line in Shawamigan territory. With 3:53 to go, clock is stopped in the third quarter. Shawamigan the ball, trailing 14-8. Shawamigan is going to punt, it looks like. Nobody deep for Thorpe. They're not convinced Shawamigan's going to punt this. The punter is not at the normal depth for the snap. Quick, he is going to punt, and oh, he's going to keep it. And he gets a first down inside the 50, rather, and a fake punt results in a first down for Dalton Schmidt. Well, Thorpe was a little bit suspicious of Schwamigan on that one, and rightly so. When Schwamigan gets a first down, and we have a player down on the field right now for Thorpe, I believe. It looks like he's going to be okay, as I believe he is walking off the field on the far side. Yep, looks like he's going to be all right. So a big play for Schwamigan on a fake punt. We'll call it a half of a fake punt because the punter was kind of not quite the distance a punter would normally be behind the snap. But nonetheless, Schwamigan gets it first and 10 now, working in Thorpe territory at the 48-yard line. 3.5 to go, third quarter. Give off on the left side. Schwamigan's going to break it down inside the 40. And Sean Morgan with the carry is going to give Schwamigan a first down. Maybe one of the longest running plays we've seen for Schwamigan since possibly that very first play of the game when they broke it off. That's how good that Thorpe defense has been tonight. The 34-yard line in Thorpe territory is where Schwamigan will have a first and 10. Receiver split out right side. Hilgard in a shotgun formation. Going to keep it on the right side. A little space out there inside the 30. Down near the 25, good gainer for Schwamigan on the play. Dalton Schmidt is going to have just over 10 yards and a first down. So all of a sudden, I don't know if it's because of an injury or what happened, but all of a sudden Schwamigan is having success running the ball. With a first down and 10, and the ball down near about the 22-yard line or so. For the Screaming Eagles. And they run that same play again. Give off again on the right side. And a gainer of a couple on the play, not much.
Number 80, Sean Morgan.
Sean Morgan run out of bounds with 2:48 left to go, third quarter. Schwamigan trying to drive for the go-ahead, possible go-ahead touchdown if they can get a conversion. Gain of about 4, be 2nd and 6 for Schwamigan. The ball down at about the 18. Schwamigan set to go here. Snap back to Hilgard. He is absolutely drilled as soon as he got that ball. It was a fumble on the play. That was part of the reason why. I didn't see the ball come out of there, but it did, and Hilgard did good to recover that ball, and Thorpe was all over it. Schwamigan fortunate to get back on. The ball now at the 24-yard line. And that will back up Schwamigan now into a third down situation and about 11 to go. 2:10, clock running to go. Schwamigan trying to get the equalizer here. This time they're going to go off that left side, and Gable will get around the corner, close to a first down on the far side. Dalton Schmidt, I think he's going to be a little shy over there, about 2 or 3 yards shy. Have a flag on the play on that left side in the area where you'd probably have some kind of an illegal block, and that's what it's going to be, I believe. Holding on Schwamigan. So that'll hurt. That'll hurt. You're in four down territory, but now you have two downs to get a big chunk of yards. You'd like to see Hudson roll out here and give Corbin a chance to go up and get one, because even if Corbin is double covered, he has the athleticism and timing to go up and get a ball over defenders. And you'd like to see Schwamigan have that opportunity, but the problem is Hilgard is being absolutely swarmed once he goes back to pass. They're going to have to move that pocket out a little bit probably for him. 34-yard line. Schwamigan the ball in Thorpe territory. Third down and 20. Hilgard in that shotgun. He's been in that most of the night. Going to give it off on the right side. I'm going to get about 2 or 3 yards on the play, but that's going to bring up a long fourth down. So a long fourth down play coming after a gain of about 5.
By number 7, Landon Tank, and number 10, Brayden Quick.
So fourth and 15. The ball just shy of the 30-yard line in Thorpe territory. Definitely deep enough where you go for this. Let's see if they can't give Hudson a little time here to throw it. Two receivers left, one right. Back to pass, Hilgart. He is under pressure right away. Gets the ball out. It is caught, but it's going to be well shy of a first down out there. I think that's Phelps. He didn't catch it. That was Greg Morgan, actually. The good news is that the field position, that was a good play for field position. They got about, you know, 8-10 yards out of that. So now Thorpe is backed up into their own end. With a first down and 10 with 41 seconds to go in the first quarter. So with a nice defensive stop here, Shawamigan should get this ball back in pretty good field position. Here comes Thorpe out after the change of possession. 20-yard line is where it'll be first and 10 for the Thorpe Cardinals. Man comes in motion to the near side. Give off up the middle, angling a little bit off the left. Going to get a gain of at least 5 and just keep pushing and pushing. And he's going to get about 10 yards and probably a first down.
Number 0, Jason Filson.
Nice run by Jason Filson. They have a flag on the play. Timeout on the play. Jason Filson just took everybody with him on that play. And that is going to be the last play of the third quarter, I believe. Your score is Thorpe 14. Shawamigan, Butternut, Mercer, Screaming Eagles 8. The final quarter of the high school football season coming up after this one-minute break on Trilmix 103.1 FM.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, the final quarter of your 2024 high school football season is upon us, and we're ending it in an exciting way. It's a good game. Good battle here between these two teams. Both defensive lines have been very dominant. And now a first down and 10 for Thorpe back at their 31-yard line. They'll give out on the right side, and it's not going to be much doing. Maybe a gain of 1 or 2 on the play. And now we got second down coming for Thorpe. Thorpe 14, Shawamigan, Butternut, Mercer 8. Screaming Eagles trying to finish above 500 on the season, trying to finish at 5-4 with a victory here tonight. We'll give him one on the play. It'll be second down and 9. Thorpe working toward that north end zone here, left to right on your radio dial. Shotgun formation. Give off up the middle. Not much going there. Maybe 1 yard. It'll be third and long coming. And we got little extracurricular activity after the play. Landon Tank was the ball carrier on that play. Now third down and nine coming for the Thorpe Cardinals. 10:50 to go in this contest. Third down, we'll call it third and 10 after that loss of one on the play. Shotgun for Thorpe. They're back to pass. Launching it left side. Has a man out there, and that is incomplete. And that will bring up fourth down. It was close to pass interference. There was contact over there. Good throw by the quarterback, Knopf. Gave his receiver a chance to go up and get it. But very tight coverage by the Screaming Eagles. And now Thorpe will have to punt. So we'll see what field position Shawamigan can get out of this. They've been pretty good on the punt returns. Phelps has done a good job outside of that one fumble. This punt goes straight up in the air. Almost hits one of the Shawamigan linemen that was headed downfield. It literally, the ball landed like probably 2 yards away from him. Fortunate that it didn't hit him. Shawamigan is going to get great field position at the 39-yard line in Thorpe territory. They netted about maybe 8 or 10 yards on that punt. That punt looked like one of Joel Karnick's punts in 7th grade when I played football and was a punter. Went straight up in the air. It happened. First and 10, Shawamigan. Let's see if the Screaming Eagles can put together a little scoring drive here. Give off up the middle. Oh, that's Hilgard. He kept it. He was swarmed under back at the 41-yard line. It'll be second down and long for the Screaming Eagles. They just can't seem to keep Thorpe out of the backfield. Second and 12, we'll call it. .950 clock running to go in this contest. Thorpe, Shawamigan. Shawamigan has the ball trailing 14-8. Hilgar back to pass. Throws it out on the right side. Passes complete nicely. Down inside the 35 to the 30-yard line. And that is not going to be a first down for Dalton Schmidt, but a nice play nonetheless and a gain of 10. Hilgard had just enough time to get rid of that ball to Dalton Schmidt, who ran an out pattern on the far side of the field. We have a third down and 3, and we have an injured Shawamigan player. He was coming off the field, and I think may have cramped up. It looked like he was kind of hobbling and limping. And then he went down and showed all signs of maybe some kind of a cramp in the legs. Those things can hurt for about 20, 30 seconds. They can make life real uncomfortable. And now he is coming off the field. Slowly, but I would guess should probably be okay. Third down coming for Shawamigan with 9:16 to go in this one. Again, we've got high school tournament volleyball tomorrow night. Phillips and Edgar on 98Q. Next Thursday, sectional semifinal volleyball. Teams to be announced on Monday. Stay tuned for that. Third and 3 for Shawamigan. They're in 4-down territory, 33-yard line in Thorpe territory. A give off on the right side. That is probably not going to be enough for a first down, I don't think. Stop short. It's going to be fourth down. The ball on the far side of that field was not able to really get anything. And we call it fourth down and still 3 to go for Shawamigan. Big play here for the Screaming Eagles with 8.5 to go in the contest. Trailing 14-8. Fourth down and 3 at the Thorpe 32-yard line. A give off that right side. Schwamigan's going to turn up field and get that first down, it looks like, down at about the 27-yard line or so. Hudson very rare night that he's been able to get a little bit of a head of steam and hasn't been contacted behind the line of scrimmage, was able to turn that right corner headed south on the John McDonald field and was able to get a first down and 10 at the Thorpe 27-yard line. Milgaard back in that shotgun position. A give off right up the middle, not much doing again. Tough sledding up the middle. Bonga with the carry that time. Just any of those gives up the middle, the Thorpe defense just is right there at the point of handoff. No gain, second down and 10. Hilgard brings the Screaming Eagles under center with a receiver split out on the left side. And that shotgun with a running back standing beside him. He's going to throw the ball deep over the middle, and that's going to overshoot everybody out there. Double coverage.